Hello.
Hello, world.
Welcome to Mike Fright. Boo. Ah. Did we scare you? Taylor's fixing sounds. Otherwise, she'd be more present.
Okay, yes.
There she is.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mike Fright.
All right. So, we've had a couple guests now. Yes. That has been fun. But, you know, every now and then, I think me and Tay want to bring it back to just us.
Just us.
And you can't see what we're doing right now, but it's making an X with our arms because Just Us is the name of our fake band that we made.
Yes, our duo is called Just Us, and we cross our hands in front of an X. Yeah. Wait, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You cross an X in front of our body, and that's our symbol.
And the way, do you even remember, was the way that it came about, the freaking song in the dorm room?
Dude, you have such a better memory than I do when it comes to these things.
Minus my brief period on Prozac, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. This is just all natural for me, baby. Yeah. just no neurons firing off.
Which, side note, if anybody else has experienced memory loss with Prozac, hit a girl up, because that shit was good until I was like, who am I?
I think it is common, for sure.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I'm not a doctor.
Just making shit up.
Yeah, sounds right. But no, we were definitely in college.
We were, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. I got the reins on this one then.
Okay, take it away.
Sophomore year. Granted, I don't know if this is how it started. I think this is how it started.
Okay.
But Taylor and I were sweet mates. So what that meant was Taylor had a roommate. I had a roommate. We shared a bathroom, all four of us, but in separate rooms in the dorms. And I don't even know. I think it was like one of us started, because Taylor and I, the whole thing is we riff off each other.
Yeah.
Which
never ending.
Fun for us, probably not for anybody else experiencing it in the moment. But so at that time, we were talking about something, and I just remember going, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You shut the fuck up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It turned into this whole bit.
You added the harmony to the shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. So we turned this bit, right? And also, I'm not against recording that song someday.
Oh, no. We have a whole plan.
Yeah,
we have a whole business model. We're going to tap into our alter egos and record the Just Us album.
Yes. That was born, I think, that day when we were little 19 or 20 year old babies.
You know what? The Just Us brand may have started before then, because
you think so?
I think we could have made that song and then been like, Just Us.
Yeah. I specifically remember going like doing the X.
Yes. So
so stupid.
The origins really are a mystery. And I like it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that song is going to be on the album for sure.
For sure. If not the single.
Because
it started it all on no radios near you, because you'd have to beep the whole song.
Yeah, we can make it work.
Yeah.
But anywho, yeah, that's how Just Us began.
Yeah. And we've carried it just in our minds. All the way to the beginning.
But no, college, are we talking about college in this episode?
Yeah, why not, dude?
Well, since we brought up Just Us, I feel like it makes sense that we do.
Yeah.
Because so many things happen in college. And I feel like Sophia and I, as a unit, talk about college all the time. But we're so fond of it because it wasn't real life.
No.
Catawba College, not a real college.
Fever dream.
Not real.
All
if
of it.
We go back to where the campus is, it's just an empty field. Like, it never existed.
Can you
existed.
Imagine? I would kind of love that. We should write that script.
Yeah. I kind of want that to be true, actually. I want all of this to be a figment of my imagination.
I mean, the trauma.
Yeah.
Wait, there was amazing times.
Oh my gosh, the best of times.
The best of times. The worst of times. Dickens is back, baby.
A tale of two ladies at college.
Tale of two biddies.
A tale of two biddies. That's great. Yes. Yes, ma'am. A tale of two biddies.
Did we tell you we write songs?
Yes, we are artists. But I also have a notes app. I also have notes where the things that have happened to me in my life haunt me at night before I try to drift off to sleep. Oh, so yes. I have to write them down so I can relieve myself of any embarrassment from those moments. And I started writing down really embarrassing things specifically for this podcast. And college came to mind. And I have written down the entirety of the Madonna show. And the Madonna show,
bro,
should have never come to pass.
And you know what? And if it had to, just once. How many times did we perform that shit?
At least four or
I
five
I think
times.
Four. Yeah.
It was four or five.
Which, like, those that might be listening that are performers, like when you have you know, a gig, or like you're on tour with an artist or whatever, you are doing the same show multiple times. Like, yes, that's fine. But that's not what this was. This was, this what was this, Taylor? What, you want to talk about a fucking fever dream?
So at our fictional college, Catawba College, that does not exist, one of our classes that we had to take was called vernaculars. Mm-hmm. And that meant that a bunch of hooligans from this made up non-real fictional college got together and made bands as a class, and we would have to perform with each other. And one of those vernaculars was the pop vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
Where Sophia, I, and a few other ladies,
three
other ladies, congregated and performed together. And one of our sets was for Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, it was actually horrific. First of all, let me just set the scene. So y'all, I previously heard about me with the sew-in and Monroe piercing red hair era. Okay, fast forward. I wanted to change who I was as a woman. So I chopped all my hair off into a quote-unquote pixie cut, which was actually a bowl cut.
It wasn't that bad.
It was absolutely horrendous, and I cannot believe people said, yeah, you look great, get on out there.
You know what you
world.
Looked like, and I didn't think, I really thought you were slaying, and also I couldn't say shit at the time because what the fuck was I wearing. Looking back, you looked like a prince. Like a medieval prince.
Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
it was all around a bad time for my hair and for my overall aesthetic.
I thought you were you always knew how to like funk things up, though.
Funk is a very great word to use. Funk it up, I did, in the worst possible way. Anywho, I had a bowl cut, adult braces, took the Monroe out, thank God. So at least we had that going for us.
How long did the Monroe last?
Not very long.
Yeah,
it
I don't
was
remember
senior
it
year
much.
Of high school to freshman year of college.
I feel like it wasn't even in for when you did the BGVs for my show freshman year.
I don't
year.
Think so.
It was like pretty
went
out.
Away pretty fast.
Yeah.
It was a short-lived era.
R.I.P.
Thank God. It was absolutely horrible.
You rocked it.
No.
You have the face for it. You do.
I appreciate you so much. That's
do you
very
remember
kind.
When... sorry, I'm interrupting
no,
every 5 seconds.
No, you're perfect.
I think about the time where you said Tobias, and he was from London. He was on the soccer team, and he like came up to you, right, and asked if you were like the British girl.
Yeah, because there was rumors going around that a British girl was in our class. So they were like, "Oh, who is it? Who's it going to be?"
And everybody thought, but including the guy from London, who wasn't even in the music portion. But I mean, we were a small school, so we like mixed it up with everyone just kind of, well, actually, that's not always true. I'd say everyone hung out with everyone for the most part, but there were some sports teams that were a bit clicky. But because we didn't have fraternities or sororities, so it was kind of like your major or like your sport was that. Pretty much like we had the music house, the soccer house, the lacrosse house, or lax house as people called it, all that shit. Anyways, I digress. Mm-hmm. So Tobias comes up to Taylor thinking that she's the Brit. Because you, to be fair, with, yeah, it's all right. Here, sip some of your gin. Sip some of your gin. If you hear little rattling sounds, it's because we're drinking G&Ts.
Yes.
And I put a shit ton of ice in it. So, whoops. Okay, but with those red hair extensions and your Monroe, mm-hmm. and just like your general aesthetic at the time, you did look like a girl from like East London.
I love that.
You better whoop some ass.
I love that. And I opened my mouth and he was like, you are in fact not at all from there. And I was like, no, I'm not. But no, the Madonna show,
oh, yeah.
when we were in that together, we were both going through, you know, the coming of age woes and learning how to be normal in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, my God. Mix in a bunch of shit. I was in the most toxic relationship of my life, I think. Was I still in that at this point?
Most likely.
I was either in it or traumatized from it. And so is everyone around us. Mm-hmm. You, with your sweet little bulk, you were in your relationship that... Weren't you still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taylor was in one for like, what, 2 years when you first Something got like there? That. And super sweet guy. But, you know, Taylor back then, as I remember you, she's like, she was in worship arts, right? Good Christian girl. She would go to, what do they call it, chapel?
Yeah.
Clearly I went. But like, the Taylor you see now is like an unleashed version.
Yeah. I've always been... my weird little self. It just evolved. But Sophia as well, she's always been beautiful. She's always had her like long locks. She's gone through a few different colors.
I think that's very generous of you.
She always looks so cute.
Stop it. That's not true. I had some...
No, you did.
Rank fucking looks.
But what made the Madonna show so funny is because we had performed in the pop vernacular before and we were doing like normal stuff, like full band stuff, having fun on stage, you know, dancing around and stuff, but nothing choreographed, crazy. But during those moments before the Madonna show, we had in fact beatboxed on stage at this point. I'm not a freaking beatboxer, bro. All the dudes in the band told me that it sounded like I was farting into the microphone.
That's not true. I think, first of all, they were being little haters.
Haters. Haters, dude. Because first of all, I'm slaying.
You did. These recordings totally aren't on YouTube, so don't go look
them
up.
Please, God, don't
look them up. But you, like, my favorite thing to do is to, like, show people that come around, like Taylor and vernaculars.
I freaking hate it.
I know.
She's like my mom showing my baby pictures, but instead it's me humiliating myself.
That's
in
not
college.
Because I think your beatboxing was so good. Are you kidding me? You went for it. Not to mention the football team showed up and they were like, oh,
everybody in the crowd loved it. Yeah. To be fair, they were loving it.
We did it for Royals. That's
yes,
what that was.
And we started in the wrong key.
Oh, yeah, good times.
But then also, Sophia and I rapped 8 Mile Lose Yourself. And Sophia had the line where it says mom's spaghetti, but she said, of course, mum's spaghetti. So everybody at school started calling her mum's spaghetti.
Did I ever tell you? Okay, so this lasted like maybe like a semester, right, where people were bringing it up all the time. Did I ever fucking tell you that senior year, so fast forward fucking, because that was freshman year, our first pop show. Mm-hmm. So like fast forward 4 years, and I was taking my final for it was like some kind of media class, I think, or like public speaking, something like that. And this guy who was in the class, and like he was on the football team. I knew who he was. Actually, you know who he is too, I'm pretty sure. Oh shit, I forgot you. We can go. I completely forgot till right now. But anyways, this dude literally is like walking out, and I'm still taking my test, just, you know, doing away. And he's about to like, literally, he turns in his test. He's about to leave. I'm never about to see this person again. Also, we don't like speak, like, you know what I mean? Like, we just weren't in the same circle. And he like taps on my desk and it's completely quiet in there. And he goes, mum spaghetti, and gives me a head nod and walks up. never to be seen again.
That's absolutely incredible. It really made a lasting impact, and that's what music should do.
Yeah, you want to talk about some embarrassing shit. And you know what? During rehearsal, it was fun, right? Because I believe it was like...
We were just goofing off.
Yeah, and the boys were like playing the...
And of course, Cameron, because you know I'm going to start rapping if I ever find a chance to rap.
Of course.
Because that's just who I am as a woman. But then of course Cameron heard it and he was like, we got to put that in the show.
And we did it as like an interlude. So it wasn't the whole rap. It was like between songs or whatever, but
iconic. But no, the Madonna show, we got a new teacher. Should we name drop him?
I was wondering that, cause he does, we're friends on Facebook.
We'll call him,
Mr. K.
Mr. K.
Why not?
Mr. K, he really thought he was something. Sorry if you're hearing this.
To be fair, he was, but in his neck of the woods, which was opera.
Yeah. Needless to say, this man, first of all, should not have been around budding young women. Who made that choice? Second of all, he helped us, quote unquote, choreograph the Madonna show. This man... was in his late 50s.
Maybe probably early 50s at that point.
This man could barely do a two-step and a snap, and he was trying to teach us how to dance on stage. So every day at rehearsal it felt like boot camp, because we didn't know what kind of shit we were walking into that day.
He loved a grapevine, didn't he?
He loved a grapevine. He loved a, okay, now hold your hand out, and now raise it.
Follow the hand. Don't look away.
And now hold, don't you look away. Don't you look away, and now drop. And when we were first, you know, introduced to this, of course, every being in that room wanted to reject what was going on.
Yeah.
I don't even think he wanted to be doing that. He was having a lot of fun.
I really feel like he was invested.
He was actually living his best life.
Yeah.
And we were victims of that.
Yeah, because we were like, this is cringe, right? Like,
this is really cringe. This is really, apparently not though. The people loved it.
Well, the old people of the town, of which there were many, because that's like an old small town.
The freaking president of the music program loved it.
Oh, he was sweet though. We like him.
I'm just like, why was this allowed to pass?
Dude.
But not only did Mr. K, professor, whoever, not only did he teach us his ridiculous dance moves, but then he would say some outlandish off-the-cuff things.
That happened like closer to show, like to the show premiering.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he told Sophia. Okay, we all had to wear black and red outfits. First of all, I wore a...
Oh, and this was for the photo shoot. This wasn't even for the show. Do you remember we did that photo shoot?
We did do a photo
Didn't we Photoshop
shoot.
Your head or somebody's head in it? Like Maddie's? Someone did.
Who knows? But we had to wear black and red outfits. I wore a ringleader coat from It's Fashion. And when I say ringleader, imagine exactly that. A red cropped long sleeve blazer with a pointy tail in the back.
You know, just looking more royal, Prince Taylor.
With the Prince bowl cut. And I always wore leggings with every outfit.
Oh, dude, you had to.
Had to wear leggings.
Absolutely.
And a strappy heel.
Oh, you loved a heel.
Loved a heel.
I have not seen you in heels for so long. Booties.
Well, yeah, I wear heels here and there. Yeah. But anywho, I was wearing the ringleader outfit. But apparently this wasn't even for this instance. But he made outlandish comments to other people in the group, too. And then he told Sophia that she looked appropriately slutty and that we should be looking at her for outfit inspiration. Like, who are you?
That's right. Look at me, the fashion queen. And he said that because I was wearing stockings. Because, okay, you want to talk about some fucking fashion faux pas, bro. The fact that I have always, like, I would say my aesthetic, like, for, you know, shows or going out and stuff, usually is a high-waisted skirt of some kind and boots.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was wearing. But with the boots, because I had, like, a red belt on looking like Santa Claus, with the boots, I was like, you know what would be great? Because those like went up to my knee, they went over the knee. Mm-hmm. So I had over the knee stockings. And I was like, this will be hot. And it just doesn't look good whatsoever. Because the boots were like riding boots. They weren't, and I don't, and when I say riding boots, I don't ride. It was just the fashion.
Yeah. No, a riding boot and a legging hat. First of all, he was right about the appropriately slutty. I'm kidding. But no, a legging and a riding boot had me in a chokehold.
Yeah, dude. Love that shit. Love that shit.
With a jean jacket?
With a jean jacket.
Unstoppable, babe.
Yeah.
Nobody could tell me anything.
Oh, my days.
Anywho, I digress.
Appropriately slutty. And I don't remember how I responded to that. I think I was just like, what? And I remember the other girls. You most, your face, I remember, because it's the same as the face nothing. You just made.
No,
I'm just literally a giant, what the fuck?
No, genuinely. And then also, can't forget the classic that I just thought about in this moment, where we were in band rehearsal, and I was on vocal rest.
Yes!
And I literally couldn't talk. And he was trying to tell somebody in the group something. I didn't know he was talking to everybody. Who cares? Like, literally, who's listening to you, old man? Yeah, I still got beef, Mr. K. I got beef with you. You hear me? Anyway.
Mostly because of this incident.
Because of this incident. And he's just not, I don't find him a good person. Sorry.
Also warranted, because this was way too far.
So far. Okay, anyway, we're in rehearsal. I am literally on vocal rest. I am literally whispering to say anything because I can't use my voice. This man is going on about something. I'm looking at the drummer of our band and I'm like motioning something with my hands.
You were asking something specific to the song.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the drummers, not even talking, whispering, mouthing hand motions. No sound was coming from me. And this man looks at me from the audience.
Opera singer, big voice.
He yells to the top of his lungs. He literally is screaming to where the other side of the campus could hear him. Stop talking!
Tyler! Stop talking!
It boomed.
So much so that like other girlies might get this, because I think we're programmed to in this way, but like I automatically teared up, because when a man yells, like, don't get me wrong, like I'll fight a bitch, but like there's something about when a man yells and it scares you, like, yes, I automatically tear up.
Unprovoked.
Yeah.
Okay, was I being rude? Maybe.
No,
do I care?
You weren't.
No. Frick off, bro. I don't like you anyway.
You were trying to fucking ask a question in ASL, dude.
I was quite literally not peeping a peep. No peeps were made.
No.
And this man yells at me, and I remember feeling the blood flow from my toes to my face, and I was like, I'm going to crash out right now. I literally unplugged my mic and threw the fucking cable on the ground, and I was like stomping out of there.
Yeah, because this was like right towards the end of rehearsal, wasn't it?
Yes. Hate that guy. And yeah. I hope he's listening.
I get the little knots in my stomach thinking about that.
Ew.
Yeah.
You're weird. You are a strange man.
So anyways, the Madonna show.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, can we talk about how we planted somebody in the audience so they could be a quote unquote member from the audience that we brought up to give a chair dance to?
Once again, not our idea. Oh, and also I completely forgot the time that we had to do, because okay, so like Taylor said, this group was for a class. I think we got one credit too, which
literally one credit.
And I enjoyed doing this shit, so this isn't a complaint, but like one credit for all that fucking work, like you're talking hours of rehearsal, like the freaking shows themselves, like it should have been at least a fucking 3-credit class.
That's insane.
But when we say class, like we did have a leader, Cameron, for like the first bit of it. And then towards the end of things, mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, all right, you guys figure some shit out and see what happens.
He was such a rock guy. Like, what is he going to do with a bunch of pop girlies? You know?
Yeah, I don't blame him. But we had to do our midterm and we had to perform the show for our midterm to like where like it wasn't polished yet or anything, but mm-hmm. that was like the version of the exam, right? Was us all performing. And then the music director would have people from the audience give feedback. And a lot of the time too, by the way, also no knock on Katorba now, because like they've got a completely different head of department. It's the guy from the bluegrass group,
it's
the pianist.
Even real, so.
Right, it doesn't exist anymore. But like back then, pretty much everyone was getting in, and there would be some tone deaf people in the audience being like, "I just feel like you should project more," and I'd be like, "I just feel like you should maybe hit the note.
I feel like you should shut your mouth, yeah." Martha.
But I remember after we did it, and we had choreography that we had to do, and like I was so embarrassed and I was so fucking annoyed. After we did it, I remember Mr. K giving feedback in his booming voice from the audience being like, "Sophia, you look like you hate your life." And I said, there's "Because I do."
Yeah, there's a really good reason for that. Yeah. You want to hear it? Yeah. Ew. Just
take it in. Take it all in.
Don't like that man.
No.
But no, we planted a guy in the audience to give him a chair dance to Lucky Star. And then also, my solo song was Papa Don't Preach. In the middle of the song, we had to pretend like I was actually pregnant. And the other girls in the group huddled around me and we had a group hug in the middle of the song.
And we did this on stage too.
And we did it on stage for the show. And then at the end of that song, I did an Axl Run riff that...
Yes!
Has remained legendary to this day.
Axl Run riff?
An Axl Rose run is what I was trying to say. An Axl Rose riff at the end of Papa Don't Preach. In the way where I dragged out the last note a lot and I did the yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can still, it still echoes in my head. A
yeah. That's honestly spot on. That was great. You killed it.
And the hand came with it too.
Yeah, I had to.
You fucking, you know what though? You gave that your heart and soul. And I love that for you.
Put my
after
whole baby
every...
into that song.
It was better than mine where I just paced the stage.
No. What was your song again?
Life is a mystery. Like a Prayer.
Yes, Like a Prayer. And Sophia didn't have any dance moves. She did
what
prance.
Can you do?
She pranced.
I just confidently, quote unquote, no, I didn't. It's actually very obvious in the video that I'm not confident about it. Back then, I was not a confident performer. And so I'm just stomping around the stage, pointing at people in the audience. When you call my name, it's
you know what also lives in my head since this happened is during Material Girl when you had to do the and the little chihuahua noises for the background.
Yeah, and this is why I was referred to as appropriately slutty, because I'm the one making the fucking orgasm noises in the background.
I like to imagine it's like a little war cry.
That's ew.
Memory. Yeah. Callback from the last episode. Yeah. But no, college, even though it wasn't real and completely fictional, it holds a very special place in our hearts.
And I do, circling back to Mr. K, I do think he poured his whole badussy operacy. Into that, like, I do think he cared. I just think he was used to his world, whatever the fuck that means, because opera people are probably like theater people, fucking just strange.
No offense to theater people.
Oh, literally all of our best friends are theater people, so like
only offense to Mr. K.
Yeah, just offense to him. But like he just some of the stuff that came out of his mouth was weird. But I do remember when he got replaced and he was devastated, because I had him as a vocal teacher, so I would have like one-on-ones with him, and so that was sad. But that being said, it still does not excuse any of the shit that happened. And we're adults, but still, you're in a position of power.
Absolutely.
You don't
we
do
were
that
young adults too.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, because that was June. Yeah, I think that was junior year, dude.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember.
So we would have been 20. I would have been 20. You would have turned 21 that year.
Mm-hmm. Mr. K, she was being really nice to you. I hold nothing but grudges against you. And that's all I have to say.
And I will back her up till the end of time. That's the thing. It's even if I like someone, if you are like, hey, fuck that person, then I'll be like, oh, obviously fuck that person, I guess, you know.
Shoot.
Yeah.
But with that being said, should we talk about our celebrity moment of the day? Sophia has one. I have no clue what it is.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, this favorite celebrity moment. It's not an embarrassing performance or anything, but it's when Demi Lovato is getting interviewed by a British interviewer. Uh-huh. And they ask her, what's your favorite dish?
Yes, I love
you
this.
Know, and then yes. Meaning like meal. And she goes, yes. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you what she says. We will play the soundbite for you.
Yes.
Insert here.
And your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold the hot things that you don't have to touch. So, you know, coffee or hot tea.
I don't know why we actually wait the pause time.
I don't either, but it just feels right. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to today's episode.
Yes, thank you for coming along with our dramatic journey to the land that did not exist.
Yes, thank you for listening to our made-up tale of what would have been our college experience if that college would have existed and not been a dream.
Yes, and
a simulation.
I love thinking about five-part harmonies on every Madonna song that doesn't have those and doesn't need those. And I can't unhear them without them now. So,
and with that being said, Taylor, stop talking.
Material.
All right, everyone, have a lovely rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
We love you. Bye-bye.